And you know, one thing that I wanted to ask you. It's great that you have had this experience of teaching in Indonesia. And following up on what you just mentioned, what would you recommend for students who do not live in an English-speaking country and, you know, they want to learn? I don't know about perfecting, but they want at least to be able to communicate decently. How can they go about this?
Yeah, it's really hard. That's the real struggle because right now I do live in Holland, but I really don't socialize much with Dutch people. And my boyfriend's English is so good that we just basically speak English all the time. So I have to make a real effort to practice. There's as much listening exposure as I want. All I have to do is turn on the TV.
And reading also, right?
Yeah, reading. There's plenty I can get to read and listen to. But for speaking, there really is no substitute for trying to speak and use the language in a relaxed atmosphere. So, I think that's really the challenge for people who live in a country where their target language isn't spoken. And for that, gosh, what would I do? If I didn't have people here, probably try to find a club? In Sweden, they have a really cool system called study circles where it's not... It's like a course, but really, you just have a course leader who's there sort of as a coach and guide, and to help out. And you don't get grades, and you go just because you want to learn.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. Where does the woman live right now? Question 9. What does the woman say is the real challenge? Question 10. What does the woman suggest doing to learn to speak a foreign language? Question 11. What does the woman say about the study circles in Sweden?